Simon & Schuster Audio presents Zero K by Don DeLillo. Read by Thomas Sadowski.
Part 1. In the Time of Chelyabinsk. 1. Everybody wants to own the end of the world. This is what my father said, standing by the contoured windows in his New York office. Private wealth management, dynasty trusts, emerging markets. We were sharing a rare point in time, contemplative, and the moment was made complete by his vintage sunglasses bringing the night indoors. I studied the art in the room, variously abstract, and began to understand that the extended silence following his remark belonged to neither one of us. I thought of his wife, the second, the archaeologist, the one whose mind and failing body would soon begin to drift on schedule into the void. That moment came back to me some months later and half a world away. I sat belted into the rear seat of an armored hatchback with smoked side windows, blind both ways. The driver, partitioned, wore a soccer jersey and sweatpants with a bulge at the hip indicating a sidearm. After an hour's ride over rough roads, he brought the car to a stop and said something into his lapel device. Then he eased his head 45 degrees in the direction of the right rear passenger seat. I took this to mean that it was time for me to unstrap myself and get out.